This is the Worth Recovery Podcast, featuring women and addiction. Friends, welcome back to the Worth Recovery Podcast. My name is Amy. I am a sex, love, relationship addict, and I've been sober since December 2nd of 2012. And I'm glad to be back with you. It's been a little bit of time since I recorded a podcast and put some information out there for you to think about or to integrate into your life. But I am glad to be back, glad to be doing this. I'm glad to share some of the things that I'm doing this year in 2024. This is a brand new year, 2024. Recently, and so I think I've told you this before, but I'll tell you again that I am a huge planner. I love to plan things, multiple things, lots of different types of things. I love to draw them out and visually plan them. I like to create spreadsheets. I like to create PowerPoints. I like to create Word documents and plans and step-by-step action ideas on how to make that happen. I like to take big annual goals and divide them down into what I'm going to do quarterly and then monthly and then weekly. And it's a big deal to me. I've been doing it for years. I love it. I absolutely love it. One of the things that I've done for several years now in a row is I pick a word, a particular word for that year that it kind of encapsulates the things that I want to do, the things that I want to accomplish for the year. I start looking for that word or searching for that word, usually around Thanksgiving. And this year I created a big long list of ideas and thoughts. I reflected what was successful about 2023? What was challenging about 2023? What do I want to do in 2024? What do I want to bring with me? What kind of goals do I have? And I go through this process, usually the whole month of December, trying to kind of reflect on the year and what's been happening, and then also trying to figure out what it is I want to do in the next year and what makes sense for me and where I'm at and a variety of things. I know it can be excessive. I usually create a PowerPoint presentation. You can laugh at me. That's fine. But I review that PowerPoint presentation like every day for at least the first quarter. And it's amazing to me, like helps create my mindset and all sorts of things. So anyway, I'm used to people kind of poking fun and making fun of that whole process. And that's fine. Do what you need to do. But I do what I need to do, and I love the process. So earlier this year, like I said, or early last year, I was looking for the word. What word do I want for this coming up year, for 2024? I was on an airplane, and I was watching the Dungeons & Dragons movie, Den of Thieves, I think is what it's called. My nephews had all watched it and seen it and loved it, and so I needed to watch it so I could talk to them about it and have a discussion, because I like to be able to talk to them about things that they're interested in. They had recently seen it, so here I was on a plane and I watched the movie. Now, I'm also a huge Chris Pine fan, so that just kind of worked out. He's the main character in this film. His character's name is Edgin. And there's this scene towards the end that kind of caught my attention. He and his small band have this plan that they're trying to carry out, and it's impossible odds that they're going to need to do what needs to be done here and overthrow the evil people, right? And so that good can reign again. You know how the whole like fantasy plot is, right? We need to overthrow the evil people. So they have this plan, and there's crazy impossible odds, and he's trying to kind of give them a pep talk and like, we can do this and we can, you know, make this happen. And one of the characters turns to him and says something like, this isn't exact dialogue, but says something like, how can you keep believing that we can do this in the face of so much failure? Something like that. You know, she points out, like, we've tried so many things and we've done so many plans and nothing works. Like, it just doesn't work, right? How can we keep believing that you can do this? Everything we've done, we've tried, and it has failed. And, like, without missing a beat, really quickly, he comes back with, we're all failures until we're not. He says it again. We're all failures until we're not. I don't want failure to get etched in stone. I don't want that to be what I'm remembered for. We're all failures until we're not. And I don't want that etched in stone. And so he kind of tells them, we have to try again. We have to re-engage. We have to engage. And I heard, like I said, I'm a huge Chris Pine fan. So I heard his voice over and over again in my mind. Like in the Star Trek films that he did, he says, I don't believe in no-win situations or scenarios. Right? Kind of just this forever optimism of like, we can make this happen. We can do it. I don't know if he actually says the phrase we engage, but that's what I heard. We engage, we re-engage, we try over and over again. And of course, you know, they try this plan and at the end it works and they succeed and everything is great because they're all failures. We're all failures until we're not. Now, I, for whatever reason, of course, I loved watching the movie because that's my genre. I like fantasy and science fiction. But as that movie and that phrase and that scene of him saying, like, we just engage, we engage, we engage over and over and over again. And we're all failures until we're not, has been just played in my head over and over again for the entire month of December. It just played over and over again, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. We're all failures until we're not. This idea or this thought that we're all failures until we're not is true about all of us from the very beginning of our lives. We can't walk until we can. We can't write our name until we can. We can't make a basket playing basketball until we can all of a sudden. We can't play that piano piece until we can. We can't drive a car until we can. The list of failed at until we can, until we didn't, is infinitely long, right? My list is, your list is, our whole life is a list of things that we fail at until we don't. Until we don't. In all of this, throughout this infinite list of things that we can't do until we can, the things that we fail at over and over again until we succeed, is this commitment to engage. We have to keep trying. We have to keep working at it. We have to keep engaging in practice, in effort, in diligence, in trying. I'm not sure that that's exactly the word that he uses, engage, in the movie. It's the word I heard, though. And maybe, again, that's from my Star Trek fandom, right? Engage as we turn the engines on and move forward, right? But that is the word that I heard. Engage. And that's the word that's been going through my mind. My mind has been racing over this last month of December of this word, engage. It was like in my mind, I felt like my whole body, my whole system was kind of saying to me, Amy, stop planning. Stop complaining about things. Stop writing. Stop waiting. Stop planning. Stop more planning. Stop reading. Stop studying. Whatever you have to do to feel worthy or to feel ready and just engage. Just move forward. Just do it. And while I believe in planning and I believe in writing and I believe in all these things that I'm talking about, there also comes a point where we just have to try. We just have to do it. We just have to move forward. We have to engage. We're all failures until we're not. That's how recovery has been for me. It's a series of failures over and over and over again until all of a sudden it wasn't. All of a sudden, I had the motivation and the tools and the knowledge and the information and the ability to keep myself sober. But also, that's how relationships have been for me. It's been a series of failures until it wasn't. Careers, not failures, but I tried and tried a bunch of different things until I found something that worked for me. That's how financial planning was for me too in my adult life as I learned how to do things. We're all a series of failures until we're not. Really, my whole life has been a series of failures until it wasn't. And failure is not what I want etched in stone. Failure is definitely a jumping off point. Failure is definitely a learning opportunity. Failure is definitely something we have to learn how to use to our advantage to move forward. Because we're all a failure until we're not. And so, this is the word that I decided to use for my word of the year, is engage. I want to engage more. And as soon as I made that decision, the next question that entered my mind was, what exactly is it that I want to engage in, right? What do I want to engage in? Because I have a lot of plans and a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideas, and I plan and plan and plan without necessarily moving forward. So I wanted to be very intentional about what I was going to engage in. And after much thought and writing and pondering and walking and more writing and listening to talks and talking to people and having discussions, I made a list of very specific topics that I want to engage in. I picked a focus topic for each month for my recovery, my healing, and my life. I'm going to use these topics every month this year to engage. Here's my list. So in January, I've got one for every month. So I've just decided I'm going to work on just the word engage in January. Movement, moving forward. And then I have purpose, engage in purpose, my purpose. Engage in alignment, aligning my life, my activities, my things like that with the purpose that I feel. Engage in growth. What am I doing to grow? What am I doing to continue to move myself forward? Engage in success. How am I defining my success? And am I celebrating that and engaging in that? Engage in connection. What am I doing to foster the connections in my life? Do I have enough? Am I using those to my advantage? Am I also helping others as I connect with them? Engage in discipline. There are areas of my life that I'm very disciplined in, and there are areas of my life that need some more effort. So engage in discipline. Engage in resilience. It is hard. Our world is hard. Engaging in recovery over and over and over again is hard. But I also want to engage in my resilience. I want to feel like I can come back from failure easier. I want to feel like I know how to use that to my advantage. Engage in filtering. I feel like this world presents us with so much information all the time. And what am I doing to filter that information, to use that information, to understand it more? And to let enter into my life what I want and keep out what I don't want. Engage in persistence and dedication. There are a lot of times that things get hard and I withdraw. And so I want to engage in more dedication towards the things that are important to me, to my purpose. In November, I want to engage in peace. There's a lot in my life that is conflictual. There's a lot in recovery that can be conflictual, and I want to work on cultivating peace and engaging in peace a little bit more in my life. And then in December, engage in restoration. As we go through recovery, there's a lot that we have to give up. There's a lot that we do to really move ourselves in a different direction. And sometimes that requires us giving up things. And sometimes that we can restore some of those things to our life, but also internal restoration of feeling more like myself and authentic. And so here's my list. These are the things I'm going to engage in this year: purpose, alignment, growth, success, connection, discipline, resilience, filtering, dedication, peace, and restoration. Now, that might feel like a really big list to you, and that's fine. I'm always an advocate of take what works for you and leave the rest. And maybe having a big list like that is too much and too overwhelming. That's fine. That's what works for me. I'm just talking about me today. But I really wanted to share this with you today for just two major reasons. One, we're all failures until we're not. There have been countless times that I have stopped my addictive behavior. I couldn't literally count the number of times I have tried to get sober in my life. The years and years I spent trying again and again and again, crying myself to sleep, hurting myself, hurting others. Decades of my life I spent in addictive behaviors that I couldn't control and felt like a failure. and coming to recovery, coming to my first 12-step program, my first therapist in recovery, I definitely felt like a failure. And I could go on and on about the different ways that I tried to stop and the different ways that I failed. And then one day, December 2nd, 2012, I wasn't a failure anymore at that thing. For just over 11 years, I've been successful at that thing, at recovery. I've been successful at sobriety. I've been able to keep myself sober for just over 11 years. We're all failures until we're not. If you're feeling like a failure, it's okay. If you keep trying, if you engage, you'll find the right combination of things that will help you to succeed and make you successful in this area, whatever area that is that you want to work on. But I'm talking specifically about sobriety and recovery here. We're all failures until we're not. Until we're not. The second reason I wanted to share this with you is just because of the definition of the word engage. Engage is my word for the year. And engage means, according to Merriam-Webster, participate or become involved in. And so I just want to issue you an invitation. I invite you to participate or become involved in your own recovery on a deeper level this year. Engage in recovery. Come with me on this journey. This is my journey of engagement, but you can create your own journey. You can engage things on a deeper level. My invitation for you is to start or level up or recommit or whatever is the right level of goal for you to engage. Participate or become involved more in recovery. Because recovery is what will give you your life back. And working on your recovery consistently over time is transformative. The work it takes to find success in recovery from addiction of any kind is hard work. I know that personally for myself. I know that also for the 8 years I have been coaching as a recovery coach. I also know that from the 4 years I've been practicing as a therapist. Recovery is hard work. It's transformative work. It's life-altering work. It's joyous, beautiful work, and it's hard. And many times we feel like a failure and we don't want to engage again, or we lose our hope. We lose the idea that we can do it again. We forget that our life has been this history of things that we failed at until we didn't. And that's what recovery is. That's what sobriety can be for you. Things that you failed at until you didn't. But the only way to get there is to engage. Engage in the hard work of recovery. Engage in the hard work of healing. I know that that has been the work of my life. It's a lifetime long work. I've been in therapy now for 13 years in recovery. I've been sober now for just over 11 years. And that's hard work. It's hard work to maintain. It takes effort. It's hard work to continue to level that up so that my relationships and the people around me continue to change and get better with time. And also, it's amazing, enjoyable work as you see yourself and others change as well. So my second invitation to you is to engage. Engage this year at a deeper level. Engage in your recovery at a deeper level. My friends, I'm grateful to be back and recording a podcast today. I hope that you find this helpful as you think about your own journey. We're all failures until we're not. And engaging is the only way, and engaging and re-engaging over and over again is the only way to move our lives and our recovery forward to the life that we want. Because healing from addiction is really about building a life where you don't need an addiction. And that takes time, and that takes effort, and that takes engagement from you. I just want you to know that no matter where you find yourself today, how far you think you've gone, maybe you think you're past the level of coming back, I hope you remember, though, that you are worth recovery. You're 100% worth it. You're worth the effort. You're worth the time. You're worth the engagement. If you don't believe that, you can rely on my knowledge and belief until you get there. Remember, I think about you, I pray for you, and I love you. Until next time, Amy. legal stuff. The mission of Worth Recovery is to dispel shame and build hope in the lives of women struggling with and recovering from sex addiction. I am not associated with any 12-step group, religious organization, or therapeutic clinic. I am an addict sharing my own experiences and recovery.